Vogel of Evanston is vice president of the Illinois Federation of Teachers and 1 year into his term on the board of the state university's retirement system. He was elected board president earlier this month. His election follows the Illinois legislature's approval of pension reform measures that include a $2.3 billion cut in pension fund contributions over the next 2 years. Vogel says it's not the first time the state has found reasons to underfund its employee pension funds.
Now, what the state has done historically until 1991 is underfunded that based on the fact that there were fewer people retiring and more people working. In 91, it became clear that there was a shortfall. As a matter of fact, it was one of the largest shortfalls in the nation. So they decided not just to put the appropriate funds in as they were supposed to be, but also put some extra money in to catch up for the funds that were lost. And that transpired until this year when the state decided not to not only put the extra in, but they didn't put in a large chunk of what they should have put in the first place. So we're falling further behind. Now the state's going to have to come up with that money sometime. By 1942, according to the laws, by 2042, they have to match those funds, and those funds have to be at a 90% level. Now, I don't know where that money's going to come from. It'll have to be an increased revenue stream or an increased distribution from employees or what, but somehow or another, that money is going to have to be put in there, according to the Illinois Constitution, or they'll have to borrow the money. I guess that's a third option. Our pensions are constitutionally guaranteed. So I think the pension fund will be in question, but the pensioners' pensions will not be in question because they have to be paid.
Is there anything that CSRS can do, or the other state pension funds for that matter, as far as any of their own adjustments to cushion the impact of the lack of funding right now?
Well, they're being forced to sell off some of their assets. In order to make our payments and pay our bills this time, we're selling off some of the assets, which will make it even more difficult to generate revenue through investments to solve the problem. I mean, we just have to make ends meet, though. And it's going to be involve some really short-range savings at the expense of long-range economic security.
If this issue comes up again, if there's another proposal to delay payments, are to cut short on payments, say, in a couple of years, do you think there'll be more political awareness?
Yeah, I think there will have to be, because it's not just this year that they're delaying the payments. They're going to be delaying the payments next year as well. And the cumulative effect of both of those will be amazing in terms of what will happen unless there's some additional funds put in. I mean, citizens of Illinois in the state legislature is going to have to make some tough choices, and that is whether they're going to have to increase revenue, increase the contributions and employees' pay, which may or may not be constitutional, or borrow money. And they're going to have to make those decisions, and I think we'll see them doing that before the next session is over.
Is there a point where the amount of money that the state is behind the pension funds itself becomes so large that it would be difficult to catch up?
Yes.
When would that time come?
Well, we thought that time was in 1991, and we passed the bill which mandated this extra amount of money being tacked on to the normal appropriation because they were far behind, and they thought by phasing it out over, a 50-year period, they could solve the problem in a less, drastic way. And they were doing that, but 2 years of not funding it will cause a more dramatic, drastic change. And I suspect if they don't deal with this issue in fiscal year 07, they will be facing the same sort of questions that many people are doing in the private sector where ERISA and other laws come into effect and declare certain systems financially unstable.
Okay.
And Illinois' economy will be affected by this dramatically because the amount of money that they're going to have to put in to solve this financial problem without increased revenue will just jeopardize the rest of the state's functions.
So it could become a point where the amount of money that the state owes to the pension systems is a drag on the entire state economy?
Absolutely. This is more of a problem for the state's economy and economic well-being than it is for the pension system.
Mitchell Vogel, the new board president of the state university's retirement system, which manages one of Illinois' five state pension funds. I'm Jim Meadows.